ABC Radio Australia.
PNG will kick off its NRL era in just 3 years' time. But between now and then, Port Moresby will have to transform itself as much off the field as it will on it. Massive infrastructure upgrades to enhance PNG's entertainment and lifestyle for players and fans alike have been touted. But it's still unclear where players will live or which stadium will serve as the home ground. Luckily, the picture is slowly becoming clearer, as Kyle Evans reports.
Strong. That's the setting benchmark for PNG's NRL stadium to ensure it's not swamped by spectators come round one, according to Port Moresby's Governor Powers Parkop.
We will be overwhelmed. People might be scaling the walls, so it's better for us to prepare in advance.
No such stadium currently exists in Port Moresby, but that will soon change with plans in place to transform one of the city's existing stadiums into something akin to Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane. Two venues have been earmarked for the upgrade: the Santos National Football Stadium, where the PNG Hunters currently play, and the state-owned Sir Hubert Murray Stadium on the city's foreshore. Officials and NRL power brokers see merit in both, but Governor Parkop knows which one he prefers.
There's a competition going on, which is a good competition, on the home grounds. And Sir Hubert Murray, for us, is a better optics in terms of promoting the city and promoting the country. So our stadium is right near the beach. It's the biggest stadium because it can host about 30,000. The Santos Stadium is in the suburbs somewhere. There's not much to see. It's just rain tree and the hills.
What Santos does have, though, is room to expand, not to mention a reputation as a fortress for the PNG Hunters in the Queensland Cup. But a Hubert Murray upgrade would include more than just seats.
We've got a major plan to transform and lift the Hubert Murray Stadium to have a canopy along all the grandstand. And we are also factoring in a hotel and training ground. And it's also along the freeway. And the freeway goes straight up to the airport. So visiting team coming from Australia, they just come to the airport, they're on the freeway, they come to the hotel, there's a training ground there, swimming pool there, and they're ready. They can be ready to play the next day. They can be ready instantly.
Another factor to consider is the proximity to the Athletes Village, which will house the players and families of the PNG team. Much like the stadium, multiple locations for the village have been touted, including state-owned land near the harbour and even the newly opened Hilton Hotel.
They've got their hotel and apartments and conference room, and they're going to build shopping complex or all in one. It's like not just a village, but like a resort. So they have a good time. Their families, if they come and live in Port Moresby, they feel in a good, beautiful, safe environment. That's what we have intimated.
Outside of Moresby, another province is also gearing up to host a match or two. East New Britain's Governor Michael Marram is already in the process of revamping one of its rugby league stadiums in Kokopo in hopes of bringing the NRL to the country's north.
We've had some discussions with a couple of key stakeholders with the PNG Rugby Football League and the NRL and see how we can bring one game over.
Back in Moresby, newly appointed board member to PNG's NRL team Marcus Bai will be using his influence and experience as a player to ensure infrastructure and entertainment is met for players to be happy.
My experience being a player starting with Melbourne Storm, to make it easier for the players to come in and enjoy Port Moresby, and especially their wives and girlfriends, providing employment for these girls, the ladies to come in and say, hey, there's a job for you, go and do, and don't just, you know, sit in the house. Things like that. To me, I look at it this way, there's a lot of great opportunities for business.
Despite the huge amount of work ahead, Governor Parkop says the NRL is an opportunity to change PNG's way of life.
Both in terms of infrastructure and entertainment and recreation, and also in the lifestyle. You know, rugby league is Australian culture, Australian way of life. It has its own code of ethics and value system. We see the initiative in that context.
And that is Port Moresby Governor Powers Parkop, ending that report by Kyle Evans.